Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Live from Shanghai edition of Thinks Out Loud. I am recording this in my hotel room in Shanghai, China. For those of you who didn't see my post earlier this week where I talked about three more digital marketing and e-commerce fundamentals that you must know, that post was driven by the experiences that I've had here in China over the last handful of days, the last week or so. And it really builds on a lot of the lessons that I've learned about what fundamental truths exist when we look towards the future of e-commerce and what things I expect to see change. Because there are certainly elements of e-commerce and certainly elements of digital marketing that fundamentally will not shift. We can expect those to stay the same for a long time. And there are other elements of e-commerce and digital marketing that I expect to see a lot of change. And so I really want to build on that today and point out, you know, highlight and illustrate some of the things that are apt to change and how some of those point back to the fundamentals of e-commerce and digital marketing as we've always known them. So the first thing I want to call out is The Atlantic has an interesting post that they call The Scariest Statistic About the Newspaper Business Today. And in it, they show this massive, massive decline in the value of print advertising to newspapers, and the very, very, very modest increase in digital advertising for newspapers and how it's really hurting their business. And they show that, you know, it hasn't remotely offset the amount of decline from print advertising and how that's fundamentally going to have a real impact to the newspaper business and is having a real impact to the newspaper business, though I suspect anybody who's been paying attention is aware of that. Well, this is one of those fundamental changes that I think we have to accept, because if you look at what's happened to Google's finances over the last just year, right? Google made more money from its advertising. Its advertising revenues last year were around $44 billion. Which is more than the newspaper ads made, the print ads made, at their peak. So I think you have to ask the question of, what does that tell you about the effectiveness of newspapers advertising? And I don't just mean print, I also mean digital. Right? If digital isn't offsetting this major decline, but digital for Google is, maybe that says more about how effective the ads in newspapers have been and the ads on newspapers' websites have been versus the ads that Google is using. Clearly, they're making huge amounts of money. I mean, $44 billion in a year just from their advertising sales is pretty impressive by any stretch of the imagination. So I think the culprit here is not so much the fact that digital ads aren't working as well as print ads, and more to do with the fact that print ads were A, probably overpriced to begin with, and B, newspapers haven't come up with an effective alternative in digital to what Google's doing. And they're, unfortunately, you know, paying for that with their long-term outlook. So I think that that's a fundamental change in the way advertising is bought and sold. I don't think that's any news to most people, right? There's a reason why Google's making all this money. There's a reason why the newspapers aren't. But it's something that, you know, I think people want to say, well, digital ads are bad. Well, not if you ask Google. Now, I mentioned last week in last week's podcast why everybody hates Google. And clearly the fact that they're making a lot more money than the people who might be writing about them could be one more reason why everybody hates Google. I wouldn't say it's the only reason by any stretch. I stand by a lot of the stuff in last week's podcast, if not everything in last week's podcast. What am I saying? But, you know, it's clearly something where Google's making plenty of money on digital ads. So I don't think the fundamental issue is digital ads. I think the fundamental issue is, do your digital ads work? Clearly, when we talk about people who think there's something to this whole digital advertising medium, you've got to look at Facebook. And Facebook, there's an interesting piece up on Mashable that talks about how Facebook is going to pitch to advertisers the way that they can group people who match what your customers look like based on their behaviors. And this is really their new pitch to advertisers, saying, here's how we can monetize all this traffic. We can help you find people who look like the people that buy from you and help you identify who those people are. Not the individuals, mind you, but the groups that look like the people who buy from you. And I think this is, again, reflects a little bit of a change and a little bit of a fundamental that doesn't change. On the fundamental side, all advertisers have ever looked for is, how do I reach the people who look like the people I'm already selling to? That's not new. Obviously, the change is that Facebook is using technology and using the data that it's built up about you, and using big data, if we want to use that term, to understand who those folks are more effectively. And of course, time will tell if they actually succeeded that. But clearly, that's their pitch to advertisers. That's the thing that they're saying makes a lot of sense. Of course, if you want to see a real big change, there's a really interesting piece over at Huffington Post where a guy named Craig Kennelly talks about Facebook applying for a patent that would let you pay to not see ads at all. So Facebook is looking at an alternative way to monetize their traffic that says, okay, we don't necessarily need to sell ads. We'll sell people the right to not see ads. And I think this is a big change. This is a change that has been a long time coming, and I think we're going to see a lot more of, which is giving consumers more control over their content on the web, right? It's a truism. It's a thing that everybody knows to be true, that when you put something out on the web, it's out there forever. It never goes away, and you have very little control. And when you use a site like Facebook, using it at all is, advertisement rather, is the cost of using it at all. Well, we're seeing a shift, a subtle shift, and I think this is the beginnings of a trend of people moving away from that. Obviously, this Facebook patent is one place, but there's a tool called Snapchat. It's an app for iPhone and Android phones that allows people to take photographs and send them to their friends, much like you would in many other social networks, individual friends. You don't broadcast it to the world. But the image is only saved on the receiver's phone for, I think it's 7 seconds. You know, it's just for a very brief period, and then it automatically goes away. Now, there's some obvious, you know, concerns. Speaking as a parent, there's some obvious concerns about how some kids might use that that I wouldn't want them to, and I suspect you wouldn't want them to. But the upside is that no matter whether it's a, you know, great image or whether it's a goofy image or whether it's an image you really wish they hadn't taken, it is ceding some control back to the creator of that content and saying, we're going to make that go away. We're going to make sure that that vanishes off the other person's phone right away. And I think that that's a trend we're going to see more of, where people get more control of their information, who gets to see it, how long it lives online, and how they can make it go away altogether when they want. I really do think that that's a coming trend we're going to see a lot more of. And that's going to play into how you try and reach your customers, because some of the information you're able to know about them today, like the sorts of things that Facebook is trying to sell to advertisers, they may not have access to down the road. Clearly something to watch and see where it goes, but it's an interesting trend and one that I think we need to pay a lot of attention to. Now, while I'm speaking of Facebook, I want to feature one last thing before we wrap up for this week. But a couple weeks ago, we had an episode all about how to construct your web presence, how you can build out a total presence, not just your website, but a total presence that works for your customers across a variety of sites and a variety of tools, including social channels. And to their credit, Facebook actually has put out a best practices guide specifically for nonprofits on how to use Facebook, how to use Facebook pages, how to use Instagram, and other tools that they make available that can walk you through how to build out your presence on Facebook's group of media properties. Now, obviously, while it's designed for nonprofits, I think it fits really well and works really well for any business, and I really recommend you check it out. It's a really good link, worth the read, worth the download, and share it with all your friends, too. So, glancing at the clock on the wall, it looks like it's about time for us to wrap up for the week. As ever, I really appreciate you tuning in. It's always great to have you here. You guys are the best. I look forward to hearing from you. If you want to email me, if you want to talk to me and suggest things you'd like to hear more about or ask any questions, go ahead and shoot those over to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. You can do that in iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or going over to Tim Peter Thinks, timpeter.com/blog on the blog. Click on the podcast link on the right, and you can go ahead and subscribe to our email newsletter to get a link to all the podcasts as they come out every single week. With that, I want to thank you again for tuning in. You guys really are the best. It's great having you here. I look forward to catching up with you again next week when I'm back in the States. And in the meantime, I hope you have a fantastic weekend, everybody, and look forward to talking to you again real soon, right back here on Thinks Out Loud. Take care.